डियर स्टूडेंट्स ऑफ बीए पार्ट टू इंग्लिश ऑनर्स बीएन कॉलेज भागलपुर, गुड मॉर्निंग। दिस इज डॉक्टर मोहम्मद फिरोज आलम। टुडे आई वुड लाइक टू टॉक अबाउट दांते एंड शेक्सपियर बाय थॉमस कार्लेली। देर आर टू ग्रेट पीपल, दांते एंड शेक्सपियर। दे आर सेंस ऑफ पोएट्री, एज इज द ओपिनियन ऑफ थॉमस कार्लेली। A man can be anyone, he is what profession he takes up, undercoat. This universe has a mystery in all times and places. It is an open secret which is open to all and seen by almost none. Words bring such things to the light of people. Words can be either a prophet or a poet in some old language. Where's prophet explains the moral side, while where's poet explains the aesthetic side of the mystery of the universe. The former explain what to do and the latter explain what to love. Both cannot be disjointed because the good is beautiful and the beautiful has in it the good. It is very nice to know. Since a man can be anyone, he can be a poet if he has some skills and can be noticeable. If he is noticeable throughout the world, they are termed as universal poets by the critics. True poetry and true speech must have some difference. Some say both stem from deep thoughts. If true poetry is a song, true speech has essence. Basically, both are melodious. Therefore, no one is inferior to each other among verse prophet and verse poet. Both are heroic gifts and are admired equally by man. Dante lived 5 centuries before the speaker. Only a portrait and a book is there to know about him. He was born at Florence in the upper class society in 1265. His education was the best of that time. He was a soldier, then on embassy, then one of the chief magistrates of Florence. Beatrice Portretti, a girl he fell in love with, married another and died soon after. She is the subject of most of his poems. Thomas Carlyle calls his Divine Comedy a song. It uses terza rima stanza for the depth sincerity of it makes it musical. Thomas Carlyle says that no other work known to him are as elaborate as Divine Comedy. His silence is more eloquent than words. My dear student, as you know, here Thomas Carlyle evaluates Dante and Shakespeare as a poet. So this topic is also a matter of the history of English poetry. So without knowing the history of English poetry of two literary giants, we can't understand them fully. So all these miseries he brooded over resulted in the creation of his Divine Comedy. He worked for this in solace and exile. It has his whole history, and he died after that at the age of 56 in Ravenna. My dear student, you people are fully acquainted with William Shakespeare and his sonnets and dramas, and you people also have studied many dramas and poems which are prescribed at different level of the studies. So here it is of no use to discuss much about William Shakespeare, but it is equally good for you to know about Dante and Shakespeare and the literary evaluation of Thomas clearly about them. Thank you very much for your patient hearing.